Hey, CDA Miami, welcome to our 21 days of prayer and fasting. Our goal for 2020 is to become extraordinary, and the way we'll get there is through humility, which for us is living for something greater than ourselves. My name is Mauricio, and I'll be narrating today's post written by our pastor, Bobby Cruz Jr. Day 18. In my humble opinion, the world has never seen a greater man than Jesus. When he lived among us, people who had nothing in common with him loved to be with him. I wonder why the same isn't true today. Why is it that people who have nothing in common with Christians don't love being around us Christians? Jesus was like no other religious leader. Previous to him, people believed that God or the gods did not care about them. In ancient times, the belief was that people only had ascribed value. If you were born into the right family or if you had the right title or position, then you were of value. But Jesus turned the entire world belief system upside down by teaching that people had inherent value, that from God's perspective, every single person matters to him. The Apostle John, quoting Jesus, wrote the most famous words in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son," not just for a select group of people, but rather for the entire world. When Jesus entered the world, it was the practice to love one group of people and hate another. Most wars were waged based upon the hatred of a people. After all, they believed that the gods and even God didn't really care about people. They believed that by hating people, they were actually pleasing the gods. But again, when Jesus showed up, it was a radical departure from that belief system. In the Sermon on the Mount, the first and most complete message, Jesus shocked everyone when he said in Matthew 5, verse 43, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." Who would do that? Even most of us Christians would not do that today. Yes, we would pray for our enemies and those who persecute us, but most would pray that God would destroy them. But Jesus came along and taught that when you think about that family member, neighbor, or person at work that is persecuting you, the person who stole from you, lied about you, and ruined your reputation, I want you to pray for them because that person matters to God. When you think about your enemies, the people coming against you, those who are suing you, or who call your place of employment to get you fired, I want you to pray for them because they matter to God just as much as you matter to God. Praying this way requires humility. It will require that you see people not through your personal lens, but through God's lens. Think about it. Everybody matters to God when God does not matter to them. You matter to God, I matter to God, and the people who persecute us, and even our enemies matter to God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I need to ask your forgiveness today. It has not always been easy for me to pray for my enemies. You have forgiven me so much, you do not remember my faults, and you wash my slate clean time and time again. I know that everyone matters to you. Today I humble myself before your throne and ask that you work in my heart so that I can forgive those who have wronged me. I want to have an outlook like Jesus. I want to love the way you love and see everyone for who they are, a valuable soul to you. Today I commit to forgiving and to praying for everyone, for those who need prayer, those who have done good things for me, and for those who have wronged me because they are all valuable in your sight. Thank you, Father, for your word and for working in my heart. I pray in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen.